Yeah, Radio Valencia. How about that piece of music there? That was Absalom by Periphery from their Periphery 3 Select Difficulty. And yeah, if you select the difficulty of playing that song, you're probably pretty good. Yeah, really amazing, technically proficient band off the East Coast. Before that, we had Big Elf, San Francisco band, from their Into the Maelstrom album. Really the only album they ever did, actually. And they were a really strong band, and they just, I don't know what happened to them. I really don't. But yeah, they had a lot of industry backing. There's a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I believe some of the drum work on that album was Mike Portnoy. I just don't know what happened to them. Fantastic record. High is the name of that song. I never believe you've been this high. You've had enough for the rest of your life. Wow. All right, intense song. Unconformities was the set opener. By the Ocean from their Holocene record. And yes, they really are into oceanography and the and geology and the Neolithic and the Holocene and all the, yeah, those, that they're tied into that. All their music is really based around a very close connection to the geological span of our Earth. Pretty cool, actually. I love those bands. This cool little ambient piece in the background here is called Gold Beach by Ulver, and it is from their album ATGCLVLSSCAP, which is the first letter of all the zodiac is strung together like to make a new word, which I guess that's what it is. I don't know, it's pretty cool though, really good band. All right, so what do we got coming up next? Oh, wait. I do want to say something here of import. We have a fundraiser event coming up next Thursday. Thursday the 6th, and it is going to be at the... it's going to be in two locations. We're going to start out, it's going to be at the Roxy Building 1, and that'll be like from like 6 to 8. And then after party, we'll go from 8 to 2 a.m., and that's going to be at the Kilowatt. We'll be a lot of DJs from here spinning stuff, doing a bunch of sets. I'll be there for at least a few hours. I'll be there probably at the door, greeting people and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. It's a SF Indie put on, which is kind of the parent organization that we're connected to, independent and fully nonprofit. That's just us, which is why we have to do fundraisers, because we don't have money. We don't have any corporate sponsorship. We don't have a product or anything that generates cash for us other than doing these little events. And your support is greatly appreciated and very much needed. So please do come out. Love to see your shining faces out there. And get to know some of us here at Radio Valencia. And we'll have some merch and things like that. So, yeah. Yay! All right, what do we have coming up next? I've got Black Mountain and Mastodon in the next set, so stick around. I'm going to be playing a lot of heavy stuff, yep, tonight. We're kind of unearthing the Alchemist Lair from the archive. I did 39 shows under that title. This would be kind of 40. I always wanted to get to that round number 40, but I abandoned the show probably about 2 years ago. So it's been dormant. Not dead, though. Not dead yet. Don't bury me! I'm not dead yet! On Radio Valencia. Okay. Welcome back. That was a fun set. Just a couple of tracks there. Just heard Mastodon from Crack the Sky. Yeah, that was the Czar. All six parts of it. Amazing. God, I love that band so much. They're such a good band. I've seen them about four times, I think. They always put on such an amazing show. They would definitely be my favorite metal band currently, by probably a few leaps, with a couple of close. The runners up are like Opeth and like Between the Buried and Me, stuff like that. Anyway, this is Agora, a track called Portal from their Ethogenic Frequencies record. Yeah. And we opened the set up with Mothers of the Sun by Black Mountain from their Black Mountain 4 record, 2016. Yeah. Nice long track that was. So, hey, I misspoke on the previous thing when I was announcing our fundraiser. It is actually the 5th. It is still Thursday, and it's still at the Roxy and the Kilowatt. So if you go to the Roxy around 6 o'clock or so, we'll get this thing started, and then this thing's going to, about 8 o'clock, it's going to spill over to the Kilowatt. We're going to have our DJs doing spinning stuff here and doing some cool stuff. I don't know exactly who's doing what when, but that's going to be going on. I should be there for a period of time, probably meet you at the door as a greeter. Yeah. Anyway, so I hope you come out and support us. We definitely need the help. You know, we are independent, and we are a nonprofit. Yeah, it is under the SF Indie thing. Also, later on in the month of February, today being the last day of January, so after I'm done here tomorrow, basically this will be February, right? So later on in February, and I believe the date is the 20th, I think it's a Friday, 20th, and it'd be, we're going to be doing, there's a tribute to 50 Years of Punk, and that is going to be at Mojave Gardens, and that's going to have an after party that spills over to the On-Broadway location. So that's a different thing. That's actually a concert, and we're going to be doing it as a co-present. It's not a fundraiser or anything like that. So we will have members of the station there doing announcing bands or whatever we're going to be doing. I don't know exactly what that is just yet, but it's going to be one hell of a show. So if you're a fan of punk rock, definitely come out and see that. Celebrating 50 years of punk rock in San Francisco. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, so also, if you're a person who has interest in doing a show, we are looking for other DJs. I had a wonderful person just walk in the door. Her name was Miak. Shared some interesting conversation with her about her eclectic interest in music, and I was like, yeah, please join us, please do. So we're happy to have people. We did have a new show start tonight called the Saturday Joyride, playing a bunch of hard rock and metal. Which is kind of one reason I decided to unearth the Alchemist Lair for a night to do a full metal show. Kind of harkening back to when I did two different shows on the station, and I kind of semi-retired the Alchemist Lair because I do enjoy a much broader band of music. I like the Vacation in the Land Heavy. It's a very fun place to me to visit. It's probably my favorite place to visit, but not the only place I like to visit. And right now, I've probably been listening to a lot more reggae and hip-hop than I have been metal, just in general. So, just to say that, I mean, you'll hear whatever you hear on my show. It's always going to be something different. So, without further ado, I'm going to let the rest of this track play out. It's some beautiful guitar work and some just the stellar musicianship on this band. Yeah, Sean Malone is a bass player on this, and we lost him in 2020. Yeah, suicide. So, hey, if that's a thought that crosses your mind, I'm not going to say don't have that thought. I think it can creep into anybody's head, but just remember, there's people out there to help you. There are outreach groups. I believe 811 is the emergency number for if you're in a crisis, right? So, hey, look after each other out there. Be good to one another. Spread love. Spread encouragement. Because, you know, we are one race. Just remember that. We are one race. And eventually, the space aliens are going to come down and kick our asses. So we better get our shit together. All right. Radio Valencia. I'm the Alchemist.
Your life. inside. And when they strip me to the bone, there's nothing left to hide. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Gojira. French band. Love those guys. Global Warming from the album From Sirius to Mars. Or From Mars to Sirius, actually. Sorry. I'm going backwards. Going backwards in time. I misspeak a bit tonight. Dates, I'm getting them all kinds of wrong. So the 50 Years of Punk is actually the 28th. It's a Saturday. I had you a whole week and a day early. So, yeah. So we've got two things coming up on our calendar. So you should check out our website. We've got our calendar page, events page up now. We got a lot of our websites improving. We've gotten a lot of help from Mauro and the crew over at the Freaks of the Front show that goes on at on Saturday mornings at, was it noon? Actually, it's Saturday noon. I guess that's not really morning. A couple of new shows. We have Banana Split and Freaks of the Front, and then we also have the Joyride. Those are three new shows on Saturdays. Within the last month or so, it was kind of a sparse day for a while. It was just Easy Beats and me, or ES Beats and me. Which, yeah, that's really cool, though. So, anyway, so the 50 Years Punk Tribute is 28th Saturday, and that is at Mojave Gardens. The after party's on Broadway. I believe it starts at 3, goes to 7, then moves to the on-Broadway location. 50 Years of Punk Rock, and we will be a co-presenter at that show. Awesome. And our fundraiser is this Thursday, the 5th. And that'll be at the Roxy, and it'll go from 6 to 8, and then move on to the Kilowatt. Yeah, buddy, we see you out there. Stop honking. Okay. And then that'll go from like 8 to 2 a.m. So a lot of DJs playing. There's a fundraiser for us, so please drop by and help us out. What'd you hear in the set? Besides Gojira, which is freaking fantastic. I freaking love Gojira. You also hear another great band, Baroness. They're out of Georgia. Great band. That's also where Mastodon hails from. So those guys are kind of in that same vein of metal. I love them a lot. And of course, my one of my personal favorites is Tool. I've been a fan of those since they were... I was introduced to them by a friend, Christian, and we were working at... it was my birthday, and the album was released on my birthday in 1993, and it was my birthday gift. So here, check this band out. You gotta love them. And it was Opiate. And I was like, wow, this band is pretty freaking special. So, yeah, I've been a fan of them for a long time. All that good stuff. And then right now you're listening to Earthside from the A Dream in Static. This track is called Entering the Light. Really nice. I guess we pass from this into the next world. We do enter the light, so to speak. And but you've been unearthed for a reprisal of the Alchemist Lair, which is why I'm doing all this metal stuff here tonight. So if you've been with me for a while, you know that I had a second show called the Alchemist Lair, which I originally ran in this slot, and the Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hours was a Wednesday show. And then I got them both together on this night, and then I retired one of them, and I just was running 4 hours. So because I like the variety. But, you know, hey, we got a little, got the itch again, so that's what's going on tonight. What do we got coming up next? I've got some Tesseract, some Riverside, and some Leprous. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff in the next set here, so you stick around. I promise to bring you a lot of fantastic music to cover you through the rest of the evenings. We're just coming out of the first 2 hours of the set, and there's just so much more to come. There's a whole lot of room to grow, man. So much time. I'm glad you're spending it with me. Thank you much. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia, the Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. We're transmitting from the mission to the world and back again. That's right. That's right. We're traveling the world, man.